I am now going to tell you all about brother Bill and father. To begin with Bill and I were twins. We were both born at the same time, in the last month of the year, the last week in the month, the last day in the week, the last hour of the day, and the last minute of the hour. And I firmly believe that if we hadn't hurried, we wouldn't have been born at all. Mother wasn't at home when we were born, but father was. He was so pleased that when he heard of our arrival from our family horse doctor, he kicked the doctor through the side of the house. But I must say that father was kind to us. It was he who decided to let us live after everybody else advised him to have us drowned. And that wasn't so long ago either. Father is only 60 and remarkably well preserved. You have doubtless at some time in your lives seen parts of the human anatomy preserved in a jar of alcohol. Well, father was preserved in the same way, only not in a jar. I don't mean to insinuate by this that father was a sponge. Oh, dear, no. A sponge will hold a certain amount of water, and father wouldn't. Father wrote me the other day to send him £5, but I'm afraid that he might spend it on liquor, and five more pounds worth of liquor would kill father. At least, so I suppose. Of course, I'm not sure about it, but I'll look into the matter, and if I find I'm right, father shall have the money. But to get back to brother Bill was, without doubt, one of the kindest-hearted men in the world, and he was very, very fond of me. Why, I could have anything Bill had that he didn't want himself. Once he had the measles and didn't want them, so he gave them to me. Talk about generosity. Why, Bill would take off every stitch of clothing on the spur of the moment and give it to some worthy cause. In fact, at one time, he did so at a suffragette meeting and broke up the meeting. It seems that he was unduly influenced by the logic and liquor he had imbibed. In the latter respect, I'm afraid Bill took somewhat after father. Anyway, they arrested Bill and took him to the police station. Next day, I went down there to bail Bill out, and when I got there, I found 17 women ahead of me on the same errand. Being twins, Bill and I looked so much alike you couldn't tell us apart. The resemblance was really remarkable. So much so, in fact, that people would generally take me for Bill and Bill for me. As boys, if Bill behaved badly in school and the teacher wanted to thrash Bill, it was generally I who got the thrashing and the teacher never knew the difference. And once when Bill had appendicitis, they called in the doctor and the doctor operated on me instead of Bill and never knew the difference. Oh, it was awful. But to cap the climax, I was once engaged to marry a charming girl with $5,000 a year. The wedding day was set and what did Bill do? He got over to the girl's house an hour before I arrived and married her himself and she never knew the difference. But I got even with him. I died last week and they buried Bill.